We're back in. I think we're back live. We do apologise for what's happened there. Get yourselves back in here. If you could do us a favour and share it around so people can hear what's going on. You haven't missed anything, but there is a substitution being made as it stands. Ethan Taylor's coming off and it will be Nathan Hurst coming on.
Yeah, we surmise this might be the case. Ethan Hurst, who grabbed a brilliant third goal for the Stags, but on a booking comes off, sacrifice for Nathan Hurst, provide a bit more solidity in midfield for the Stags as they try and see out this 3-1 win. If you missed it, Ethan Taylor grabbed a third for the Stags that's given them that two-goal cushion.
So, yeah, sorry about that. We do apologise for any interference you've had with your service there, but it looks like you are back with us here on Stags Radio. As I said, get it shared. Make sure the people that were in can get back in and hear the end of this game. Not long left. Benj, how are you feeling right now?
Mate, I'm fine. I'm cushy. He lied, lyingly. No, I'm in bits a little bit, but so far we're doing the business, and that's all we could have asked of the lads today.
We just hope that it stays as it is at the creek. There's a header away there by Slimbridge. All of a sudden, Nathan Hurst just he comes on and he gets straight away involved, and now Williams has won that ball back. Adams dispossessed, and then Williams dispossessed as well. Ball over the top here. I think it's going to roll out of play. No, there's a player chasing this. And it's Romain Campbell, but it has rolled out of play, fortunately, for AFC Tottenham. Looks like a lot of the people who have rejoined, who were with us, have rejoined. We do apologise, Mad Marco and Sally Rees. We do apologise to you, but we are back.
Yeah, Dan saying Stags Radio goes down, making a tense day even worse. You're telling us the last thing we want to have to worry about is trying to drop kick the internet or whatever's gone wrong somewhere on the back end.
I'm just hearing that it might be 2-2 at the creek, just waiting to get clarification from Richard Matthews, which would make any result here just irrelevant. Williams is chasing down the left wing and he's dispossessed and it will be a corner ball. Just waiting to see what's going on, Winchester. Harrison Reed's just confirmed it's 2-2. Bristol Manor Farm have scored an equaliser late in the day. And we've only got a minute to play here.
And there's probably not much left there either.
And it all looks so good. Sun was out and the results were going our way. Williams just holding onto the ball in the corner there. And a goal kick is given.
I won't tell you what Ollie Howard has put into our WhatsApp group because I can't repeat it on air. But those of you who know my feelings on the matter can probably guess what it says.
It's not Owen Howe.
Oh, you won't. We're hearing it might have been Owen Howe. Our arch nemesis, Owen Howe. But we can only hope that Winchester have enough time to put it in the goal once more. But Owen Howe has done us dirty again.
Is there a worse person on this earth?
Wow! Yes, many. Well, actually, at the moment, yes, there is. But what we will say is that he has been a thorn in our side on a few occasions this season. So it's somewhat apt that Owen Howe would steal any last bit of fun from us. And this ball over the top, looking for Williams. It's bounced over the goalkeeper, and Williams has put it wide. But it doesn't matter.
I mean, it will matter for Brett because, you know, he just really well there, out-muscled the goalkeeper, got the shot on goal, but just rolled it wide, I think, maybe snatching it ever so slightly.
So we're waiting for updates from our man on, well, a man on the Twitter.
I will say that Ben Rocky Adams knew exactly what that message that I received was.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
So, if you are just joining us here, we're in stoppage time at the end of the game here in Slimbridge. A 3-1 lead for AFC Tottenham at the moment, but it's going to be, well, it's going to mean nothing if it stays as it is. Three players on the deck here. They're slowly getting to their feet. And it looks like they're just seeing out this victory, AFC Tottenham. Slimbridge, play the ball forward. Olamiwa finds Adams. Adams with a header inside to Hurst. Hurst clips it over the top of a midfielder's head, but he loses the ball. And now Williams has this ball, and he's walking forward with it. Plays the ball round the corner. That's a great ball over to the far side, but it's offside. And it will be a free kick to Slimbridge.
Yeah, nice idea. Give it to Adams to run it out into the corner there. Just take more time away.
And if you are just joining us, a draw will be enough for Bristol Manor Farm. It will be enough to see them into that final playoff place at the loss of AFC Totten, finishing in sixth if it stays as it is. And that will be the end of their domestic season. Of course, they've got the cup competition to come, the cup final at St Mary's. But right now, that will not give any comfort to those players. You can see somebody on their phone over by the dugout. And that's full time here at Thornhill Park in Gloucestershire. AFC Totten have done all they can, and it will be a furious wait to see what happens elsewhere. So we're waiting to see how it finishes over at Winchester. At Bristol Manor Farm. I think whatever happens, I'm going to see if I can go and get a word on the pitch.
Yeah, I think we've got the wireless mic connected.
I'm not sure. Is it connected?
It was.
Oh, sorry. I've just switched it down. We will get this sorted and we will see if we can get a word. And it's still 2-2 as it stands. Benj, just to summarise today's victory for AFC Totten.
Yeah, for a long time it was maybe a little bit nervier than it needed to be. Took a really good 2-0 lead, looked good value for it. Then a sloppy goal to concede let Slimbridge back into the contest. And for most of the second half, it stayed 2-1 until a final late goal for the Stags gave them that cushion they needed. The question really is that the Stags have done what they needed to here. Have results elsewhere gone their way? Keep going. That is the only question. We're still waiting for news of the final whistle. Elsewhere, Willand Rovers came back from 3-0 down to draw 3-3 at Highworth Town. It seems like the final whistle has gone, and it is Bristol Manor Farm 2, Winchester City 2, and Bristol Manor Farm will be taking that last final playoff spot. Evesham, three late goals gave them a 3-0 win over Lark Hall. I think Plymouth Parkway have sealed up the title, so it'll be Plymouth Parkway first, Frome Town second, Cirencester third, Winchester fourth, and Bristol Manor Farm in fifth in that final playoff spot. And Totten on the outside looking in. They did all they could here today, but unfortunately results elsewhere didn't fall in their favour.
And this is really nice to see, Benj. You might need to turn my mic up a touch, but just seeing all of the players going and giving high fives to the Totten fans that are over on the touchline as we still wait for that final result at the Creek.
It's come in. It's 2-2.
It is 2-2. And there it is. AFC Totten finish sixth in the table, just outside the playoff spots. And that is the end of the league season for AFC Totten. And that is gut-wrenching.
It is gutting. It's absolutely gutting because it was only a late goal from that man that changed things. But it doesn't come down to this. It doesn't come down to just today, you know. It's over the course of the season. The consistency just hasn't been there on a regular enough basis. And that's why, in the end, when we look back at the season, we can think, oh, this or that happened. But you've got to look inward and say that actually we just didn't do enough.
And we can see there's a huddle going on the pitch here at Slimbridge, at Thornhill Park. Just all the Totten team and the staff, the match day staff, just in a huddle there. And I've just seen Jimmy Boy did say that he'll have a word with us, but look, it's going to be sore.
I mean, it already is sore. Don't worry. I am suitably sore.
Oh, it's hard to know what to say in a situation like this, Benj.
I mean, I have three words, but I can't repeat them.
No, I don't think you can. Look, over the season, there's been a lot of tumultuous moments with departure of management and changing of management and players departing and players joining. But what can you say? What can you say?
Over the course of a season, we weren't at that. We've shown it in flashes that we did have the quality to be right up there.
Yeah, but exactly that.
We haven't had it with the consistency that we needed. And, you know, we're now in a position where we're looking at a team in teams above us who we don't think are as good, but.
Yeah.
But have done what they needed to do.
And that's the thing, isn't it? It's a results game. And actually, whether it's an ugly victory or a brilliant 8-1 victory, such as the one that we had over Cinderford Town earlier in the season.
Yeah, three points.
It means nothing. And there it goes. So we will, we're just going to wait to see if we can have a quick chat with Jimmy. I'm sure he will want to have a chat. But look, in terms of, let's have a look at kind of Stags Radio. First season with our live commentary service. And I would think that in terms of the commentary, I think it's been a bit of a success, wouldn't you?
I mean, I'd like to think when we look back at the end of the season, we can say that, you know, not just us, but a lot of people at the club have done a lot of good in terms of, yeah, launching Stags Radio and being embraced warmly by the Stags fan base and the Stags faithful. We are so appreciative of that.
And it looks like Jimmy Ball is going to come over and have a chat. Jimmy, I'm imagining you've seen the result from elsewhere. 2-2 draw for Bristol Manor Farm, securing them the final playoff space. What's your first feelings on that?
Really pleased, really proud. I'm not interested in other scores. I'm interested in what my players do week in, week out. They were thoroughly, thoroughly professional today. This was tough. This was a difficult place to come. Difficult conditions, a difficult opposition that do what they do very, very well. And I thought we were class. I really did. How we went about it, how we stood up for ourselves, how we played some fantastic, outstanding. And the second goal too, outstanding. And we should have had 4 or 5 more. And so I'm not interested in what happens elsewhere. Fair play to them. Congratulations. They've got in the playoffs. We can't have any regrets. You know, you could keep going back and back and back. A point against Scholing, 3 points at Poulton's if we'd have scored one of the 4 or 5 chances we had. You could keep going back all the way through. There's points you drop and you live to regret them. That's just the way football is. So, you know, fair play. Congratulations. We move on. We go win a cup, finish the season on a high, and we start building for next season positively.
And what a great attitude to have that, look, there's a cup final to come at St Mary's, a great opportunity to play a game on a Premier League pitch. And beyond that, looking ahead to next season. And is that where your focus is now?
You have to in football. You're only as good as your next game. So now, today doesn't really matter to me. I've said well done. I've said congrats to the lads and I'm proud of them, but it's gone. And you're only as good as your next game. And so our next game is a cup final. And you don't get to play in many cup finals in your football life. So we're going to go there thoroughly prepared and absolutely ready to go and you know, do battle with obviously a very, very good side. You don't get to a cup final if you're not a good side. So we will be taking nothing for granted. We will be giving Follens all the respect that they deserve for getting there. But we're going to go there in a mentality where we feel a little bit hurt, a little bit wounded. And we're going to go there with everything we got.
Thanks for talking to us, Jim.
Cheers, pal. Thank you.
An honest assessment, as we always get from Jimmy Ball.
Yeah, he's been, you know, he's good enough to come after every game and, you know, be up front with his thoughts. And yeah, he's right. It is frustrating that at the end of the day, we're not there in the playoffs and we're not. But full credit to them over the course of the season, they did enough and we haven't. And now all we can do is...
Move on from it.
Yeah, and you know, go wholeheartedly into the cup final, because if we approach that with anything less than 100% intensity, like, you know that they would absolutely love to do a job on us.
Exactly that. So that is going to be the next game that is on Stags Radio. It is on the 5th of May. Get yourself down to St Mary's for that game. And let's really see how many people we can get in that ground down down in Southampton. Not far to travel for that one, and ticket information will be announced by the club very soon. But that is it for our first league season here on Stags Radio. A great result here, a 3-1 victory for AFC Totten, but the late equaliser for Bristol Manor Farm from our old nemesis Owen Howe has secured them the final playoff berth. Thank you very much for being with us throughout this season. We will see you on the 5th of May for the cup final. Benj, final word from you?
Good Don. maybe something a bit stronger than that, but you know, not where we wanted to be at the end of the season, but it is what it is. You know, a good performance today. So to try and ride that momentum into the cup final, and once more, a huge thank you to everyone who supported us here at AFC Totten this season.
Yeah, and we get some cheering in the background from the Totten fans. But from Benjamin Rees and myself, Doug Webber, that is it for the league season. We will be back on the 5th of May, as I mentioned, for the cup final. Come and join us at St Mary's. But for now, the final score here on the final day of the Southern League Division 1 South season is Slimbridge AFC 1, AFC Totten 3.